Hello, Curtis?
Yeah.
Okay. It's sounding still a little, I can hear you. It sounds a little bad still, but I'm going to try my best here.
I'm going to switch you over to my
phone, see if that helps you. I'm in the car.
Okay.
Let me see if it's up. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, you sound good now. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'll put you on the bus.
Okay, cool. All right, so the next thing is going to be your onboarding call, which is about 45 minutes to an hour long. You know, they go more into detail with everything, make sure we have everything the way that it looks. I know that your schedule is a little bit hard. Do you have anything available, you know, before 7 o'clock, or is it just Fridays that are good days?
I wish I could say for sure. Now Friday, I have all day just running because I'm off.
Okay. Let's set you up for Friday then. What time do you want to do it for? Morning, afternoon?
Anything around lunchtime is better because, I mean, that's when I usually stop and sit. Or,
lunchtime is fine.
Okay.
Lunchtime is fine. I'll do it between 12 and 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's perfect. I'll email you that Google invite as well as soon as we get off the phone. Now, next thing for your Google business profile, now, is your business licensed and insured?
I'm bonded and insured as an individual. I have not got, an actual company insurance yet.
Okay. And then for license,
I'm bonded and insured in North Carolina, but.
Okay. Is your business, is it registered with a city?
I'm assuming so. I mean, Zen Business did everything. They filed all my compliance and all that stuff. I don't know if it's, is that something I have to do or?
No, that's not, the reason why I ask is because, Google wants to verify you in a few different ways. So some ways they'll verify you through, you know, the paperwork. For example, if you've registered, business cards, invoices, They'll verify you in different ways. So the reason why I'm asking is so we can kind of see which way we're going to verify you through Google. So that's why I asked, you're bonded and insured. So that works.
That's an individual. No, that's I've had that.
Oh, that's right.
I gotta have that for, the company I work for now because I travel and, we do real high end homes. Some of the development makes you be bonded and insured as an individual. But now, the LLC paperwork won't work?
Yeah, it will. That's why I asked that on that end. Okay.
Go ahead.
I was going to say the other way that they do it too, Google will verify you either through like business cards, invoices that you give your clients, taking videos of your work truck, your tools that you use. So all of that, they'll go over with it on Friday, so you'll know exactly what's needed. But I already have this info, so that's good. Now, I don't remember if you told me. Do you have a Facebook page for the business yet?
Not yet, no. I don't even have a website. My logo's not finished. I don't have a business card. I don't have any invoices because I haven't really done anything yet. Like, I've done everything under me, and I'm actually, the company I'm working for doesn't know that I started a company. So, I haven't really, and it's a family-owned business, and I'm really high up in the company, so, and I'm not doing anything similar at all. That's why I didn't put down hardwood floors, you know, because I do really high-end, like, $10 million-plus houses is what I do. So, everything I do is custom, and that's kind of where I want to be at. And the second half of this business, but as far as what we're doing, it's going to be like local construction. But anyway, I don't want to step on the toes. I feel like I've stepped on the toes. So I haven't really broadcasted. So I haven't really done anything as far as under the company's name.
That brings up I will make you a Facebook page. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Now we can also make you a website and the website is nice. Do you want me to add it? It's no extra cost.
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. And then for the specific target areas, this is going to be for where you want to get work. I have here that you go out 10 miles. Do you, is that how far you go out, or do you go out more?
No, I'd rather do it kind of by county. So
that's
fine. Like,
let's do that.
Wilkes County, Story County.
One second. Hold on.
Okay.
I need to make sure I got all this correct. So first one that you said is Wilkes County?
Wilkes County, W-I-L-K-E-S.
Oh, perfect. Okay. I got that one. So Wilkes County. And then what was the other one?
Surry County, S-U-R-R-Y. That's the county I'm in.
Okay. And then you said another one as well, right?
Yeah, Yakin County. It's Y-A-D-K-I-N. I'm horrible spelling. Is that right? Y-A-D-K-I-N.
Y-A-D-K-I-N. Okay. I'm verifying it right now anyway. So, yeah, that was correct. Is there any other county?
Just right now, them, because I'm trying to purchase, like, trucks. I've been doing this stuff for years, but I stopped because it was overwhelming trying to do that and the jobs. So, I mean, I've got clientele, and I've got, like, a rapport here, you know, where I'm just turning that work left and right. I'm handing it away, and I got tired of doing that. And I'd rather, you know, just make my own money. And so, like, it's there.
Exactly.
It's just got to kind of restart it, you know what I mean? And but I'm also going to have two parts to the business. There's going to be a real high-end furniture part of this business. That's what I'm actually wanting to do. The light construction that we're advertising, that's kind of just to pay the bills, to pay the company's bills.
Got
it. You know what I mean? And the big, these other tables, this other stuff that I'm, which is going to be another website, is going to be these tables and furniture that are going to be like $30,000 and $40,000 a piece.
Oh, wow.
And I've got actually orders for them, but without my building up, I can't do anything. They're going to be like huge conference, live edge tables, going to be real high-end stuff. And I've got that clientele. I mean, I've got the work in the areas you're talking about, I was talking about, in the same areas, but you can't just pull up in a pickup truck. You know, you got to have, you got to look the part. And that's
exactly
what I'm trying to do, you know. But I got to keep the lights on too, so that's what this is about.
I got it. Okay. And this is all going to work out perfectly for you as well on that end. It's all good information that you're telling me. The website, all of that's going to look good. I got the counties that you asked, that you told me as well. Now, for hours of operation, what days and times do you want to show that you're open?
You know, like a 9 to 6 maybe, or 8 to 6, 6 days a week. I mean, you know, I know a lot of people, I'd be available on weekends too for the, you know, for certain jobs, but I think that's not something I want to put on there.
Okay. And you can schedule that. So this is going to show that you're open Monday through Saturday, 8 through 6. So does that work for you?
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. I just, you know, I go to church and I like going to church and I.
And spend the family day,
time.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know all about that. Okay. Perfect. Now, Curtis, the card that you're going to use, does it have your name, the company name, or both?
Well, it's my name now. If you want me to use it, come back and transfer some money to the company bank account.
It makes no difference. You're good.
Okay. Yeah. We'll just use the other one. That's the money they put back in. It's my home improvement.
Is it the card that you're going to use? Is it the address, the 786 Country Club, or is it the P.O. Box?
No, it's they're all on the address. So it's
okay.
Address.
Let me update that real quick. 786 Country Club Drive. Okay. And that's State Road, North Carolina, and zip code 28676. Perfect. Now, on the card that you're going to use, does it show Curtis Lightheart the second, or is there a middle initial?
Let me look. Back up. Three ankle biters and a husky trainer. It says, it's no middle initial, but it has the second on it.
Okay, perfect. And then what type of card is it going to be?
Wells Fargo Visa.
Okay, and I am ready for the card numbers whenever you are.
All right, it's 4737-0340-63-43-6852.
And then expiration on the card?
527.
Okay. And the security code?
545.
549?
545.
545. Perfect. Now, every time that we call you, we're going to ask you a security question. That's so you know it's us calling you, not some random company trying to scam you. So you can either pick mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. And then what is it?
Nancy Blades.
Nancy Blades?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm Indian.
We're pretty much, we're almost done. The last thing I'm going to do is going to be doing the voice verification, which outlines the service agreement. And if you have any questions, just stop me. It's on a recorded line. So first things first, if you can please state the name of your business.
Solid Construct LLC.
Perfect. And if you can please state your name and title within the business.
Curtis Leihart II, owner.
Perfect. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involving your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to local Splash. This is why every time that we call you, we do ask you that security question, and we are going to call you from that 877 number as well. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from local Splash?
I'm sorry, did you repeat that?
Yeah, no, it's okay. Basically, it's okay. If we ask that you keep in communication with us, so, you know, do you have any issues keeping in communication with us?
No.
Okay, perfect. Now, next thing is going to be, okay, now in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. And then your payment for the initial term and account setup, it's going to be charged today. It's going to be for the 3 months in advance with your one-time setup fee. It comes out to $799. So your agreement's not going to renew until the next following 3 months, so we're not going to charge you anything until the next 3 months. And like I said, you can cancel at any time. Just give us a call 3 days before your next billing is due. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So let me just get everything sent over to you through text and through email, and then we're pretty much already going to be done. Just give me about, I would say about 2 more minutes because my system can be a little bit slow at times. I'm also going to send you a text message. It's going to be with a YouTube video. It's going to show you how to use your dashboard. You're going to get that in about 3 to 5 days. It's going to be after your onboarding call since we want to make sure to get that one done first. And then, let me see here. Okay. All right. So let me just make sure this all gets sent over to you. You're going to receive a bunch of text messages and emails as well. You can open them and kind of look at it and you can start the process. Or if it gets a little confusing, you can just wait until your onboarding call because they're going to explain everything to you on Friday and answer any questions that you might have. But as of right now, it looks like everything's already done. Let me just make sure you receive everything. Okay. All right, perfect. Okay, so you should have already started receiving the text messages and emails.
Yeah, my phone's dinging.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
okay,
I got my earpiece in. I'm trying to...
I know you're busy. We are already done. Okay, Curtis, you have my contact info, though, right? I sent it to you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, call me if you have...
I was literally on my way home tonight when you called.
Oh, good. I'm glad I got you. Okay. So anyways, we're basically already done. If you have any questions, you can call me before that. But if not, we'll talk on Friday on your onboarding, okay?
Okay.
All right, Curtis. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. I'll speak with you soon.
Thank you. I'm sorry I didn't get back to you.
No, it's okay. I know it's life. It sucks sometimes.
I'm horrible
at
punctuality right now. Just, you know, this whole building thing is supposed to be in, like, it's supposed to be done, like, a month ago, and my help just keeps, like, I mean, it just can't get no one wants to work.
I know. It's tough out there.
And then, you know, on top of that, I'm working like 65, 70 hours a week, trying to do it on nights and weekends, and it just ain't working. So I'm hoping this kind of just jumps off, and I'll probably just going to leave the company on that. I mean, I just don't want to leave it behind. I mean, it's a family company. They've been good to me. I make good money, but I'm tired of working 20 hours of overtime.
Yeah, you know? that's tough. That's definitely tough. I'm sorry to hear that. This is definitely going to help you out on that end and get you some financial freedom and, well, not even financial freedom, some freedom with your time so you can spend with your family, because I know that was one of the most important things for you. So,
and that's the other thing is, you know, on the website, you know, even though I know we're advertising like some of this, you know, your general small stuff, but keep in mind that the route that I want to go is custom. I don't, you know, this, you know, a lot of people go after this, I want it cheap and fast, you know, type thing. That's not me. And I'm not saying that I'm trying to overprice things, but I'm looking for the people that want stuff done right. They, you know, they understand what it's worth and stuff like that. And I got that clientele, and I know there's more out there because, I mean, I get the calls all the time, but I'm not in the smash and grab business. Like, I mean, you know, you gotta, you know, I hate to say it this way, but I'm not into the, you know, linoleum and the double wide trailer. I mean, it's just not, you know, I've done that my whole life. I'm just not, that's not what I'm looking for. And,
you want to do good quality work.
Yes. And that's what I do. I mean, I'm going to do it either way. I'm just either going to make money or not. And that's what's been my problem in the past is, you know, I try to help people out and I do that, but I still have to do it right the first time. And then, you know, you don't make any money, but I'm not doing that. I mean, you know, so keep that in mind when you make that, when the website goes through just the, you know.
Yeah. These are, I'm going to actually put this down on the notes for you. So when you have your onboarding call, they're going to ask you, like, what do you want your website to say? Or, like, they're going to ask you these things. And, you know, we're going to want to make sure to emphasize on that good quality, you know, custom type of work type of deal. So we're going to take care of all of this. I already pushed everything through on Friday. We'll make sure to get all the specifics taken care of. But as of right now, you know, everything's set for you. Do you have any other questions for me before I let you go?
I don't think so. I think I'm good.
Okay. Perfect. Curtis.
I'm counting on y'all.
We're going to do it. We're going to get it done. Don't you worry, Curtis. I appreciate you. Like I said, any questions, you know, feel free to reach out to me directly, okay?
Thank you so much.
Curtis. We'll speak soon. Good luck out there.
All right.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.